Episode 3167, What Does Your Gut Say?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to feel incredible. I want you to have so much energy within yourself that nothing is going to slow you down. But I do have one question. What does your gut say? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. All right, well, as you have probably heard by now, and maybe not, so this might be new news to you, but we have launched... Yes, in outer space, not exactly, but we are on TV. You've probably heard that we've been on pray.com. We did a pilot partnership with them, and we had, I think, about 34 episodes, and now we have expanded. So we're on other channels. So we are in the midst of updating the website, updating everything we can. We're going to be on YouTube Live, so you can get it there. We're going to be on The Walk and Inspiration Ministries TV, and then also KCHF TV out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's exciting. It's fun. It's adventurous. Ooh, but it is a ton of work. And when I think about what all of us do in life, right? You have an incredible schedule that you maintain. You've got to take care of the family. You've got to take care of the household. You go to work. You serve in some capacity within your community, right? You serve in your church. You may even serve your neighbors more than you want to. You serve your own family, even extended family. Maybe you're in the position now that you're taking care of your parents now. Roles have been reversed a little bit. Our schedules do not slow down. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to? And I'm not talking about being the selfish one where you go shopping all the time and you say, well, I want to buy this. I want to buy this. I'm saying taking care of yourself from the inside out. And yes, from the outside in too. But if you don't take care of yourself from the inside out, it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. Right? I mean, let's really think about that for a moment. So I want to slow you down for a brief moment. And I want you to think about something, well, that we just don't really want to talk about. Have you ever been asked, what does your gut say? Now, I'm sure you have, right? What does your gut tell you? You know, you're thinking about doing this. Well, what do you think? You know, what is your gut telling you? Your gut does tell you something, whether it's good or bad. There is a link between the mind and the gut that takes healthy living to a whole new level. And I've been reading Dr. Mayer's groundbreaking book, The Mind-Gut Connection. And he talks about the sensation of a gut feeling, that it's more than just a metaphorical expression, right? It really is true that there is a strong link between our brain and our digestive system, our gut. And it's that communication between the two of them, you know, that's capable of influencing our emotions, our decision-making, and even our behavior. I know. Now, I'm sharing this with you, not because Dr. Mayer has said, hey, Christiane, will you share this? I haven't talked to him. But if he's listening, that's awesome. But one thing I want to share with you is my personal experience with this whole thing. As you know, I've been on a journey with my body. And it wasn't until after I got pregnant with our first baby, coming out of that and trying to rebound, and then it was number two and number three and number four and number five. I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years. That takes a toll on your body. And at the end of that, I had a few hiccups, some red flags. In my opinion, they were God winks, but I didn't really catch them all. And he was like, hello, I need you to pay attention over here. And I was like, yeah, I get it, but I'm still going to do it my way. And I would change a few things here and there, try to lose a little bit more weight because it was hard coming back down. I know I've shared this story with you, but I was like a cow when I would nurse my children. I could pump 16 to 18 ounces in a sitting. Yes, I didn't mistake that particular number. It was 16 to 18 ounces. Crazy. We bought a deep freezer just so we could have our milk because I was working outside the home. And at the end of the year, when they were done nursing and they graduated up to whole milk, I had to actually throw milk away because I had produced so much. A blessing, yes. And I know maybe some of you are like, I wish I could have been a cow. Now, I know I don't want you to say that, by the way, because then you'll create a complex in your head, right? Remember, words have power. But what I want you to get here is that this is something that not just Dr. Mayer wrote about. This is something for me that I've actually experienced in my life. The mind-gut connection. And it is real. And it does influence your emotions. It does influence your decision-making, your clarity. How well and clear thinking are you able to do? Like, are you kind of scatterbrained? Have you given yourself that, I don't know, adjective, I guess it would be? You're scatterbrained. I don't want you to give yourself any adjective unless if it's positive. I know sometimes we can have fun with it. But I want you to really think about what you're doing for your gut and how your gut may actually be influencing more in your life than what you realize. So it's time to unlock some secrets. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Unlock some gut secrets. I mean, come on, the gut's going to talk, and I'm going to let it all hang out today. Number one, and who knows what stories, by the way, I'm going to tell. No telling. So, yeah, you're in for a real treat. You know, I invite you in, and if you mute me, okay, that's fine. Maybe you fast forward a little bit. But I really want you to take this not just to your heart level, but to the gut level, like literally. And I want you, as we're talking about these things, to think about, okay, how does this apply to me? Now, I think most of us do that, but sometimes we're just in the midst of doing everything else. We're dropping the kids off. We're picking them up, right, from one activity to the next. And we're only getting about two or three sentences. I know. I've been there, done that too many times in my lifetime. I can't even count on my hands and my toes because I've done it so much. We're trying to get so much in because you're like, oh, I want to learn more about this. And it's great, but then you don't get all of it. So I really want you to think about this. So you may need to press pause at some point if you're distracted or come back and say, let me go through these. So what I want to do is I just want to highlight four of them and then we're going to go into details. Okay, number one, it's going to be gut feelings are real. Number two, out with the sugar. But what about artificial sweeteners? Number three, change the behavior of your microbiome. And number four, emotional and mental health matters. All right, so those are the areas that we're going to kind of talk about here when it comes to our gut secrets and unlocking some of those. Number one, gut feelings are real. The concept of gut feelings is not just a figment of your imagination. It's not. Dr. Mayer provides biological evidence to support the existence, honestly, of these sensations. And they're derived from the close relationship between our brain and digestive system. So whether it's the butterflies we feel when excited, you felt those, right? Or that tingling sensation, or maybe you've got something like in the pit of your stomach, you're like, I just can't, Maybe you're anxious or you're nervous. For me, I get the butterflies when I'm nervous and never mind. We won't go into that. We'll leave that for another episode. But these physical sensations are influenced by our past knowledge and experiences. And they're also influenced by everything that's going on around us, what we take in, our environment, all of it. And by understanding this, we can start to appreciate the significance of our gut feelings and learn to trust our instincts. You know, you probably heard it, whether it's from mom or grandma or auntie, trust your gut. Just go with your gut. You got this. Trust your gut. But then you sometimes wonder, okay, well, if gut feelings are real, and I know that, you know, these butterflies just like aren't real butterflies, but they're butterflies as in my tummy, this feeling, the sensation I get, then you got to look at the person who's eating the processed foods or the one who's sleeping poorly or drinking the wrong kind of beverages too liberally. Yeah, I'm talking about like alcohol or maybe too much soda pop. Whatever it is, right? If Coke's your mojo or Pepsi is, whatever it is. Maybe you go to the diet instead. Well, you may not be one who is in touch with your body when you're just kind of eating and doing whatever. Okay. Now that's not putting you down, by the way. Okay. So please do not take offense. I'm just getting real with you, because what happens is we numb out on our food. We numb out because we're sleeping poorly. Like, we're just getting through our day. And you wonder why we're having that hangry feeling at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's probably because you're not putting in what your body really needs and what it needs to really recognize it. Hey, you got this. All right. Woohoo. So you don't get those sensations of the gut feelings. And you're like, well, I don't think those gut feelings are real. I don't get the butterflies. I get a cramp if I like eat too many chips and salsa or I drink too much beer. Okay, what is it for you? Because if you're not one who's living healthy, right? Unfortunately, sometimes we just don't have that connection with our body. Me, I can tell you if I'm coming down with a cold before I even have any symptoms, because I know my body so well. I know what triggers it. I know what sets me up. I can tell you, I mean, I can travel. I can be up for days and not get sick and be wonderful. But if I do some stupid things and start eating processed foods and sleeping poorly, oh dear, that's going to take me out. But I can sleep poorly and eat well and I'll be okay. I get by and then I get kind of tired and I do have to take some naps. And then I don't ever get caught up because, by the way, sidebar, you don't get caught up on sleep. But you become rested to where then you can be more in your, you know, pattern and your rhythm of life. So if you're one who's like, I'm just kind of eating and doing whatever, you may not be sensitive to those gut feelings. And when somebody says, well, you know, trust your gut, you're like, how am I supposed to trust my gut? My gut doesn't talk to me. Your gut does. How you perceive your body is how you know your body. Think about that for a minute. Because if you're treating your body bad, then you probably aren't really thinking much about your body. You're just doing what you can do, what you want to do. If I'm in the mood to eat something, well, I'm going to go eat it. If you're a healthy, conscious person, though, then you get it more because you're paying attention more. You're like, okay, I want to make sure I put in the right stuff in my body. Remember, we're talking about a lifestyle, not just living to live. I think about way back when I say way back when, I'm talking like decades. Let's go back to college years. And I know I already hear the fingers on the keyboard. You're going to send me emails on this one, but just go with the story here for a moment. Taco Bell. Oh, delicious. I don't want to know what's in their food, but I love it. It's addicting. And the one reason why I love it is because in college, we got those 29-cent tacos, soft or crunchy. I mean, you could eat a feast for $5. I mean, we were starving college students. That's where my husband and I would go on dates. And if we were going to go out to a fancy restaurant, well, it might have been Perkins. And that was a splurge. Like, that was like a once in a semester. Usually we would hit it around semester finals, because they're 24 hours and we could sit there and we could buy a thing here and buy a thing there and have the coffee. Now, I never drank the coffee. I just had water. But we could sit there and we would take up the whole area for like 6 hours. You know, but we were good to the waitresses and they knew it. It was really a small town. And so they were very kind to us college students. But that was a splurge. Taco Bell was like, man, I can eat like on $5. I can eat 4 or 5 meals. It really like filled you up. And my favorite here, I know, like I told you, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's in it. Don't tell me. But they came out with their Mexican pizza. Oh, delicious. I can't tell you the last time I had a Mexican pizza there, because I know what it does to me. I know what it does to my body. It is just so not good for my body, even though in those 3 minutes that I actually have it in my mouth and I'm chewing it, before it goes down, right? So it's about maybe 3 minutes total. I'm loving it. Oh, yeah. It just is so delicious. But let me tell you what happens about 15 minutes later after I've eaten it. Not so good. My body begins to react. Talk about some tingling sensations. Talk about the coyotes coming out. Oh, my gut makes so much noise. It's like, oh. And it's just, I mean, it's going to town. There's a party. It's not a party that's good for my body. And so it's one that I have really had to hone in on. And I know we don't want to do it. I get it. But I want you to look long term. How do you want to spend your time here on earth? In a medical office? Someone putting you under to make a change because you weren't willing to do what it takes to take care of that now? I'm serious. What does your gut say? What does your gut tell you? Number two, out with the sugar, but artificial sweeteners? Now, I get it. Many people are aware of the harmful effects of sugar, especially on gut health. But what about artificial sweeteners? Dr. Mayer reveals that these highly processed substitutes can also have a negative impact. Artificial sweeteners alter the metabolic pathways in gut microbes, leading to increased production of short-chain fatty acids. And these fatty acids are absorbed by the colon, providing additional calories, potentially hindering weight loss. Are you stuck there? Are you like, I don't know why. I'm doing okay. I'm drinking my Diet Cokes and I'm eating as real as I can. And I'm exercising, you know, at least 30 minutes to an hour, 3 days a week, maybe four. But it just, the numbers aren't moving. I don't know what's going on. It is crucial to be mindful of the hidden effects of artificial sweeteners and opt for natural alternatives whenever possible. Because you see artificial sweeteners, if you're taking something out that's quote unquote more natural, not that soda is natural, but we're just going to use that as an example. If you're taking something out, well, something's got to replace it because otherwise it's not going to be the same. If you take it out, maybe it's going to be more of a jelly-like substance. Well, you don't want to drink jelly. That just sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So they've got to add something into it that still keeps what the flavor, the consistency of it. And so introduction of artificial sweeteners. Let me say this. If you're going to drink your sodas, don't worry about the calories. Go for the real thing. Don't drink your diet sodas. Yes, you heard it here. And I'm not the only one who's saying it. My husband, his vice is Pepsi. My vice was root beer floats. I love them. I do not have them. I cannot tell you. Oh my goodness. It's been over, I don't know, probably 18 months. A long time since I've had a root beer float. A very long time. That's like a treat when I have one of those because I don't have it. I don't bring root beer into the house. My daughter really is the only one who likes it. And if there's vanilla ice cream and I have root beer in the house, what do you think I'm going to want? Root beer float. There's temptations there, so I don't do it. But I will say this, when I eat my ice cream and I enjoy the root beer and I put them together for my root beer float, you better believe it's the real stuff. It doesn't contain artificial sweeteners. I want the real stuff. So what are you doing to your gut when it comes to how you're feeding it? Are you drinking coffee and adding in all these artificial sweeteners? Just add in the real thing if you're going to do it already. I mean, seriously. Because it has an effect on your microbiome. And that leads me to number three. You got to change the behavior of your microbiome. And what I mean by that is our gut is home to trillions of microbes that play a vital role in our overall health. Okay. And while it may be challenging to alter the composition of our microbiome with fermented foods and probiotics, Dr. Mayer explains that we can still influence how our microbiome acts because we may not be able to change the actual composition. Did you get that? Yeah, so I wanted to repeat it. Meaning that you might be saying, oh, Christine, like I'm taking my prebiotics, my postbiotics, my every probiotic, every biotic I can get in my mouth, right? I don't care if it's probiotics, fermented foods. You can do all of that. And do it well, but it still may not change your microbiome. A lot of that is genetic. And there's still more research that needs to be done about this, okay? Now, I know I am experiencing this. I am a living experiment, okay? I experiment on myself. I was doing the prebiotics, the probiotics. I could only handle so much fermented food, but I tried. I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I'm like, I cannot do this. And the crazy thing was, is it wasn't changing much. What was changing is what I was actually eating, as in my main sustenance, the food. You've got to consume foods that support gut health. Now, yes, you can do that with fermented foods and probiotics. But in even doing that, right, that can promote beneficial metabolites that positively impact your well-being. So think of it as transforming your gut because of all of these little cool, oh, I can only think of filaments. They're not filaments, but imagine just like, okay, you know the Minions, right? Okay, let's just go there. You've got trillions of Minions. Say that fast three times. Trillions of Minions in your gut, and they are ready to fight so you can live and go out and impact the world that you touch. But you see, what we're sometimes doing is we think that by taking the prebiotics, the probiotics, the fermented foods and doing all of this, it's going to build them up. But sometimes it really doesn't change much. So we have to change how we are utilizing our army so our army can fight for us, not against us. And that's usually the issue. I found out that, oh yeah, I could spend all my money on all this stuff, but it really wasn't changing much of anything until I said, okay, what works for me? And I literally started a food journal, and oh my goodness, it was ridiculous. I am a mess, but I am alive and I feel energized and I know what my body needs. So I'm going to do that because I know the quality of life that I want. Do you? Do you know the quality of life that you want to seek? Because if you do, then you can change the behavior of your microbiome by what you're putting in. And finally, number four, emotional and mental health matters. Maintaining a healthy microbiome goes beyond just what you eat. And Dr. Mayer highlights the importance of managing stress, practicing mindfulness, like, right? Come on, keep it together, Christiane, and being mindful of your emotions. Stressful states of mind can affect your digestive system's ability to properly process food, leading to overconsumption and potentially damaging your gut health. It is essential to foster positive emotions and create a supportive environment for your gut. And by prioritizing mental health alongside a proper diet, you can work towards improving your overall well-being. You have got to go beyond just what you eat. Yes, do the probiotics if you can. Eat fermented foods. Eat real food though. And then practice mindfulness. Find ways that you can release and relieve stress. Maybe you got to get a different job. I'm being serious. If that's you, then figure that out. That doesn't mean you go and quit tomorrow. I am not saying that, by the way. I'm not saying that. Okay? There's a lot of things to consider when you're doing that. But if you know that it's putting pressure on you, find other ways that you can earn the money. What does that look like? Start down that channel and say, you know, I just can't have it. Have those serious conversations with your family. If you're married, have it with your spouse. Whoever needs to be a part of that conversation. Right? You want to do more of what adds to your life, as in what's beneficial versus what's taking away hours to days to weeks to months to years and possibly decades. But it starts with you, my friend. The Mind-Gut Connection, the book by Dr. Mayer, it offers profound insights into the intricate relationships between our mind and gut. But you've got to be willing to say, what am I willing to do? And so that's where I am right now with my own lifelong lifestyle experiment. I know what my body needs. And right now I'm getting to where I want to be in my health, in my weight. Okay. I'm trying to make sure that what I'm putting in is exactly what my body needs. And I'm documenting things. I mean, it's like I said, it's this huge experiment. I could do a dissertation on it and then some. But I also know because it's going to be a lifestyle and most of what's out there in the world, I can't have. And you see, I was doing really good for a long time, but then I was like, I just want to be normal. I just want to be normal. And my husband said this to me, and it has spoken volumes to me. Christiane, God wants you pure. My friend, maybe that's where you are. You need to find what pure means for you. I'm not saying you have to do it to the nth degree that I am, because it is kind of crazy. But my body cannot handle stuff out there. I've got to cook my own food. I've got to know exactly the spices, where they come from. I can't just throw on sauces. Man, yeah, let's go back to Taco Bell. Delicious. Let's go to the root beer float. Sign me up. Bluebell ice cream all the way. Oh my goodness. But I also know I want to be around and I don't want to be living in a doctor's office or in a hospital or in a facility that people have to come and visit me. You got to figure out what your pure is, my friend. What does that look like? When you understand and embrace the mind-gut connection, you can make informed choices to support your gut health and enhance your overall well-being. You matter. I want you around for a long time, right? God's not finished with you yet. So let's figure this out together. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.